annual general meeting of Kerry Airport took place yesterday at Ballygarry House Estate and Spa in Tralee. And there was plenty of good news coming out of it, an increase in private jet traffic and new route announcements on the horizon also. Well, I caught up afterwards with the CEO of Kerry Airport, John Mulhern, and first asked him to tell us about that good news that we should be hearing soon about new route announcements from Kerry Airport, which will include a sun destination.
We're deep into discussions with an airline to look at new routes for Kerry for 2024. And those negotiations are going very well. They're not completed, so nothing is in ink yet. But I would be particularly confident that there will be announcements of new routes from Kerry Airport for 2024 reasonably soon.
And in that then there's at least one sun destination, is it?
I don't think the people of Kerry would be happy if I did announce new routes. At least one of them was to a new sun destination. So in the list of hopeful destinations that we've picked based on lots of statistics and other figures, when we met with several airlines, one of them was a new sun destination for Kerry. It's a priority for us because I know there's a lot of people in Kerry who travel to other airports and distances to be able to go to some of these destinations. We're confident that in 24 we'll be able to include one of those new sun destinations for Kerry.
There was a question here at the AGM today about the United States. I know there's a lot of private jets that come between Kerry and the States on a daily basis, but on a commercial, say, basis, are there any plans for that?
At Kerry Airport, we would be absolutely overjoyed to have a route from the United States to Kerry. And of course, so would most other airports who don't. The issues in the past about getting routes from the United States to Kerry were the type of aircraft that are used for these transatlantic routes. Now, there are airlines that are using smaller aircraft, Airbus A320. Neos is the kind of trendy one that's been used by several airlines so that they carry less passengers. They're more fuel efficient and they can take off and land on reasonable runways that are shorter than the typical. And you know, our runway in Kerry is 2,000 metres long, and typically that would not suffice for the larger aircraft, the wide-body aircraft that usually are used for transatlantic routes. However, there are airlines now evolving who are using smaller aircraft and who are reasonably competitive on cost. And one of those airlines we have had some discussion with. Now, they're slow to make any decisions about a regional airport like us for a county with a very small population, but a county with a significant attraction to the US traveller. And at summertime in the future, the possibility of a direct route between the United States and Kerry is possible, but it'll be some time before we see it.
And on private traffic then, that's continuing to grow, is it?
Yeah, our private traffic is up on even what was a colossal year in 2019. And the movement of traffic between the United States, areas of Europe and further afield to Kerry is steadily on a growth path. We're very pleased with the number of private aircraft travelling to and from, particularly the United States, to Kerry direct.
And they're not just, say, the smaller private jets. I believe you had a Boeing 737 in from Copenhagen in the last couple of months.
Yeah, we had a Boeing 737 with tourists travelling to Kerry. There's about 190 passengers on that aircraft. We had another that was slightly smaller with 70. I believe, as some of the major airports like Dublin become more crowded and slots become more difficult, that we'll see more of this traffic in the future. And Kerry's on the map now. Our airport, through rebranding and proper marketing, people know that there's an airport in Kerry, in Ireland, on the Atlantic Way, and are looking for options about where, how they can travel direct. So, yeah, I hope to see a lot more of that traffic in the future.
You mentioned during the AGM that as the airport gets busier, people might have to come a little bit earlier to Kerry Airport when they're heading off on a flight.
Yeah, that's really important. The unfortunate drawback of our success and the number of passengers we're seeing. And, you know, we're seeing significant increases in passenger numbers. And it's trending towards passenger numbers higher than the great highs that we achieved in 2019 before our growth path was suspended. So people will need to come to the airport earlier. The grand old days of turning up very late for a flight can't be accommodated, particularly at very busy times. So really people should turn up to the airport an hour before their flight. Not 2.5 hours, not 3 hours, not 4 hours, but an hour and they'll be okay.
And on passenger numbers, you're hoping for about 400,000 this year, is that right?
Yeah, but looking at the figures so far, we're trending that direction. You know, we have a new flight starting on Saturday to France. Now, that'll be small passenger numbers, but all of it adds up. And it's trending to bring us somewhere close to 400,000 passengers. And on the French airline, Chalair, they're coming from two different airports in Brittany. They start on Saturday. They're just once a week for 10 weeks. The reason for that is this is a small airline, domestic French airline that covers lots of areas in France. But this is their first step out of France. And they've chosen us after we met at a conference in Morocco a few months back. And they believe in us. They look at the Tourism Ireland statistics and they understand that there's a great draw for French tourists to visit Kerry. And equally, there's a great interest in Kerry people and the surrounds visiting the regions in France. So this year, these 10 flights are a test. If this test works, then we move on to next year. And I was in discussions with the CEO of Chalair only last night. And our agreement was to start preparations for 2024 based on the load factors we're now seeing on these few flights in 2023. So it's looking healthy. It's not as great as it could be, but it's looking like it will develop into something bigger in 24.
And then next year you'd hope to increase overall passenger numbers again?
Oh yeah. So if all goes to plan, passenger numbers will increase substantially in 24. If the new routes, if we can tie down the contracts and if the agreements can be made, which I'm particularly confident about, and the airlines are on board with these new routes, then the passenger numbers for 2024 will increase substantially.
And with increased passenger numbers, there'll be a need to increase staff, and they've already been increasing post-COVID?
Yeah, so in preparation for this growth in passengers, we're already recruiting and have recruited to increase employee numbers. You know, to become a specialist at Kerry Airport is very complex. You've got to learn all about aviation security, aviation fire service, and all of the duties that come with managing aircraft on the ramp. It's very complex, very difficult, and it takes a long time to learn. So in preparation for that, we've already started recruited and are recruiting for 24.
Something that was brought up here today was the turnover, and I know you were explaining how there may have been more grants during COVID and that dropped. Turnover was up, but profit was down a little bit.
The anomaly of 2021 was we received substantial subsidies from the state, COVID subsidies in the state. So that improved profitability for that year. And we parked up an entire aircraft fleet, which brought in substantial money. And of course, we made savings wherever we could to stay healthy. So we've gone back to a normal business year, if you like, this year in 2022. And it reflects on what we would expect in a normal year on business, even accounting for the loss of income from the loss of the PSO, which was really substantial and could have had very serious impact on Kerry Airport if it wasn't for the fact that we had prepared for a future in case we lost the PSO, which in fact turned out to be the case.
An issue that was brought up today was about people, say, who may have gone from Kerry to Dublin and onto an international flight, about coming back in, about a security issue there. You said that's something that's being looked at the moment by Dublin Airport?
Yes, Dublin Airport with the Department of Transport are looking at a means to be able to enable passengers who are flying in from all over the world, wherever they're flying from, to be able to go direct to the Dublin to Kerry flight without having to pass through security, to have to go back in through security to get their flight to Kerry. And we've managed to do that on the outward flight. So if you're flying from Kerry to Dublin and you're only carrying cabin luggage, you can go on to your next flight. But the difficulty on the opposite direction is the people are coming off many, many flights and it's hard to be able to collect them from different flights to bring them all to the one gate. So it's a logistical problem for Dublin Airport, who are looking into it as we speak.